Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Pork Fest, as it were, as it was, whatever.
As it is.
Yeah, there we go.
And as it shall be.
Has either ended or has continued on, depending on how you look at it. I choose to say that Pork Fest has ended because we promoted it as June the 15th through June the 18th this year. And now, of course, it is June the 19th. Incidentally, 2 years to the day that I got my dog, Azria. So that's happy. It's not happy birthday. Her birthday was 2 months ago, but,
yeah, but
happy
still.
Birthday-ish, Azria.
Like, I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but I like your dog more than I like you.
I understand. I mean, I like her more than I like me, too. I mean, she's super friendly, and it's really easy to have her up here because she's a golden retriever.
Yeah.
It was a little sad earlier. She got attacked by another dog that wasn't on a leash, but there's been a long battle with getting her accustomed to other dogs.
Yeah.
She's been socializing around people since I got her, right? Like, again, I got her exactly 2 years ago, and 2 years ago today was the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yep.
So as soon as I got her, she was loaded up in my car, and we came to Pork Fest. So she's been around people and ATVs and golf carts and loud noises and crap her entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
However, there have been fewer dogs in her life than there have been people, and getting her accustomed to other dogs has strangely been a weird experience, but it's been happening. I have her a trainer for all of that stuff, and she's getting so much better. So people continued rolling in all day yesterday after the show, and people have continued rolling in all day today. I should have realized that most people were probably going to come like Wednesday and Thursday. Not a whole lot happens on Monday and Tuesday, obviously.
Yeah.
And
although the schedule is packed.
It is.
Yeah. I was looking at it this morning, just trying to see, hey, is there anything that, you know, I can't miss stuff for me personally. And I was looking through it. I was surprised at how packed the schedule actually is. I'm like, wow, there is a lot of people doing a lot of stuff here.
I would almost suggest that it's too packed, right? Because it's unwieldy in how you go about it. There's no good search function.
Yeah.
There's no good filter options either. I would love to be able to sort by just the pavilion or just the fire tent or just whatever venue, because there's tons of venues here, and that's one of the decentralized aspects of the Porcupine Freedom Festival that I love so much.
Yep.
You have your site. Your site can be a venue, and you can host whatever events you want, such as last night at RV47 right next to us. This is sort of the Monadnock region. Or no, because we also got the Gordons down there. I guess this is the Shire Society Lounge. That's what Matt and Chris call it.
Yeah, although we renamed it last night the Sofa Cabana.
Okay.
So somebody donated a sofa.
I saw that.
to the big tent, and so
who the hell brought a sofa here?
It was somebody who has one of the mobile homes here.
Okay.
And they're like, it's just been sitting on our porch, you know, you guys wanna use it and then get rid of it when you're done or whatever. So
that may be a you problem.
Yeah, we'll either give it away or we'll burn it in a fire or something.
That's really awesome on them. So thank you so much to whoever did that. There is a map up here that I meant to add Free Talk Live to. There's a large map of the entire campground, and people go through and they add their venue or whatever onto the map, and it's really convenient. But the map on porkfest.com/schedule, it's a little bit busy. And they do offer a PDF version of it and an iCal version. I assume that's iCalendar or something.
It is, yeah. It's for the I people.
But the PDF version is worse than the browser version. I only looked at it on my mobile device, right? I used the mobile browser to check it out, and it wasn't good.
Yeah.
But the PDF was worse because the text overlapped in awkward ways, like one text field began before the other had ended, that sort of thing.
That. Yeah. Yeah, that's bad tech.
But, you know, there's options here. And I would love to see the Porcupine Freedom Festival avail itself of some of these options, like adding the ability to filter to just the pavilion or by the venue. But I love it. And there used to be the app Hoova that the Porcupine Freedom Festival used that achieved this sort of thing, but that was partially what was keeping them from decentralizing, right? Because you had to, in order to get, everyone used Hoova to find out what was going on. They specifically promoted Hoova as the way to do that.
Right.
But you couldn't just create your event and get it on Hoova. They had to do this well in advance. The way the system is right now, I'm fairly sure that I could just go online and make an event for Free Talk Live here at RV46, and it would be broadcast. It would, you know, go out immediately.
Yeah.
But with the Hoova app, it was much more limited. For the ForkFest from 3 years ago, where FUD played,
I was going to say, was that the same app that you did a thing on?
No, I used. I want to say it was Eventify. I looked into Hoova.
Yeah.
But they were like, okay, cool. We're going to let's schedule this meeting for us to do a Zoom meeting, and we can step you through. And I'm like, no, look. I want to give you money for your software, and then I want to be left alone to use your software. I don't need a 30-minute seminar. I don't need a sales pitch. I need a way to give you money and be able to use this software.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a tech person. I can figure my way out around it.
Yeah.
But they just would not cooperate. They're like, no, we have to do this meeting, this seminar thing. So I was, okay, well, screw you. So I looked up their competitions, and Eventify, I believe, was the one we ended up using, and it was super convenient, but it was centralized again, where in order for anyone to add something, they had to go through me, and that was not ideal, obviously, but there was a way to make all of the people who signed up for Eventify into admins, so they could make their own stuff. However, they still had to sign up in advance, and I still had to go in afterward and approve them to be an admin.
Okay.
And at that point, you know, you've got 600 people running around as the administrators of this app, many of them, as we talked about yesterday, not tech savvy. And you don't really want that sort
Of
thing.
I still don't. Like, other people claim that I'm tech savvy, and I don't. I mean, I have been involved in technology. I have done software QA. I have some networking experience. I have some software experience, that kind of thing. So I guess I am. But, like, I don't even really consider myself that tech savvy. Like, I say all the time, Free Talk Live, the wizardry hierarchy goes like this. Ian, Arya, me, and then Mark, as far as, like, the first chair people.
Oh, Mark doesn't belong anywhere on that.
No, that's why he's at the bottom.
I love Mark to death, right? But, like, he, no.
But that's why he's at the bottom, right?
I mean, while Ian was in jail, and before he was allowed to contact Mark, I became Mark's IT guy.
Yes.
Because Mark needs an IT guy because Mark is Mark. So he had me design and build and send him a remote studio.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I did this.
I remember that.
And then, less than 6 months later, he needed to design and build a remote studio and send it to him again.
Right.
So I sent him two separate laptops and at least one entire remote kit. And we had it all set up. Everything was great. He was ready to do Edgington Post and get all the recording happening. Because it can be tricky when you don't have a lot of audio equipment to record the audio coming in via Zoom that you're using for your interview without, like, duplicating it and creating echoes.
It's a difficult thing to do.
Right. So we had all of that set up. He calls me the next day and is like, it no longer works. And I was like, all right, well, let's step through what could have happened.
Wait, is this the thing where we were hanging out and he had something plugged in the wrong way or not plugged in?
No, that was a different thing.
Oh, okay.
That was when his mixer wasn't turning on, and it turned out to be that he had not plugged it in. So, I mean,
I remember that, yeah. So, I remember laughing, like we had to mute the button because we were laughing because of that.
Yeah, I mean, we went through all of these steps to help him figure out what was wrong, and I was like, all right, well, Mark, is the power cable plugged in? He goes, no, should I plug it in? Yes, Mark, if you want to use it. So on this particular occasion, though, when his laptop wasn't recording anymore, he insisted that he did nothing. He changed nothing. All he did was close it and walk around and walk away. Well, something was unplugged, I determined, as we troubleshot. Yeah. Ooh, I don't know about that one.
That's a new word. I just made it up.
So while troubleshooting it, it became apparent that something was unplugged. It's like, I didn't unplug anything. So, like, yes, it's that new Windows update that ejects all your USB devices,
right?
But, so, yeah, on the list of tech people, he's capable, absolutely, of doing the first chair.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't even know about letting him push buttons sometimes, man.
Although I have recently, too. I was so surprised. I made the mistake when Free Talk Live went to commercial of leaving the mics unmuted. So we were having this conversation. Now, none of that goes out to radio, but it still goes out to the web stream.
It used to go out on the radio as well.
Yeah.
And that it was a very big thing. You had to mute. However, because we're now running the processing in-house,
yep,
it doesn't go out. But absolutely, especially in my early days of doing first chair, right? I would forget to mute the microphones because we're called a Freedom. We didn't have to do that.
Right, yeah.
And that was what I had trained on because I was a host of Called a Freedom First. And, like, there were several times where after 2 minutes of commercials, the mics would turn back on.
Yep.
Or the other way around where after 2 minutes, they would automatically cut off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And that was for the long breaks. It was all very confusing, but, you know, you forget to mute the microphones, and a few minutes later, someone drops an F-bomb or something. It just blasts out there on terrestrial radio. We did have someone do exactly that, but it wasn't during a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually Bonnie's sister, I think. Someone related to Bonnie had called into the show to talk about something.
Okay.
I don't remember one, right? Like, as people do. And Bonnie had warned her, you know, this is an FCC. We are a radio show, and we are beholden to the FCC.
Can't say the seven bad words.
Right. And sure enough, just a few minutes into this conversation, she drops an F-bomb. And this was when Ian was still in jail. It was after I had come over and redone the studio as best as I could. Mm. But I had made a critical logic error. And because of that, the feed that we were sending out was in front of the dump button rather than behind it.
Oopsie.
Yes. So when I hit to dump it, it did absolutely nothing. So that F-bomb got delivered, and that sucked. I hope none of the radio stations got fined as a result of that. But because of that, I became aware of it, and I learned a little bit more about how all of the technology works, and I fixed it, and I tested it the next night with Westwood One, which I should have done anyway, right?
Yeah.
But didn't. So that was a lot of fun. So, speaking of events, right, and festivals and the Porcupine Freedom Festival and all of these wondrous, magical things that I'm happy to be here for and that you should come hang out with us for, last night it happened. The peak night of ForkFest, and you debuted your EP.
I did.
For the people who
were
here.
It was a packed tent.
It was. I came in, and it was a lot of fun. I had to leave shortly after the songs, wrapped up because I had to walk my dog and all of that stuff. And I didn't time things properly.
I saw you there.
Yeah. But I was there for that. And it was really good. I was very, I was very impressed with it. The sound, especially the guitar sounded different to me than the tone that I remembered you playing with a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I like the newer tone a lot better.
Yeah. So to me, the guitar tone, I'm happy with it, but it sounds like my living room. Because that's where I recorded the guitars at, right? So all rooms have a unique character to them. Yeah. When you go to a paid for acoustically designed recording studio, those rooms are designed to have a flat response, and so you don't get any character out of those. So all of the character comes from your amp. But as a DIY guy, I don't have that luxury, and so I just recorded the guitars in my living room, and I used a couple of different mic techniques on it. I used the XY, one on-axis.
Oh, so you actually mic'd it instead of doing a line-in?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that. I did record one track of clean guitar for, reamp purposes, so I didn't have to, physically play the whole song again.
Reamp, man, that's one of the best technologies out there. And for those who don't know, it allows you to just record the raw input from the guitar, and it removes or it ignores all of the processing to it. And then you can go through afterward and add whatever processing you want. It's not as good, in my opinion, as finding the tone you want and playing it live.
Yeah.
But it's the best way to find the tone you want.
I had been using a couple of software simulators. I was using an R16 multitrack, and it's got a built-in rectifier tone for a heavy metal tone. And I was using that for a while as just sort of my go-to sort of scratch tone, or if I need to do some recording. And it's pretty good, but I can tell that it's not a real tone. I can tell that it's a software-driven tone, and okay. I didn't want that on this particular record. So I did a couple of different mic techniques. I used the XY technique, which is one microphone, what they call on-axis, or pointed at the center of the cone, and one microphone off-axis, which is pointed at where the dome of the cone and the speaker cone meet. There's a seam right there.
Okay.
And if you point the second mic at that and the first mic at the center of the cone, you can then pan them hard left and hard right, and then you get sort of a professional
sure.
sounding tone. So I was able to use that and get a pretty good tone. I'm most happy, actually, with the videos, the way they came out.
Yeah, they were really awesome. I forgot to mention that. It wasn't just the debut of the songs themselves, but there were actually music videos attached to them as well. And two of them were lyric visualizers, which... I wanted to say just lyric visualizers, but that makes it sound like, you know, it's not as cool as it could be, but it was really awesome. It showed the lyrics on the screen, which is super convenient. I love that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I love subtitles of all forms.
Yeah.
They just make my life easier.
Yeah.
Especially because some singers are just very difficult to understand.
Yeah. Especially with metal, right?
Yes, like I listen to a lot of death metal.
What is he saying? I don't understand.
And you do develop an ear toward understanding what these people are saying,
yeah.
but it takes time, and some of them just aren't clear at all. They're not all Randy of Lamb of God, right?
Where right,
you can clearly hear every word he says, and I don't know how he does it.
Oh, he goes out of his way to enunciate. If you ever watch any of the scenes where like they're recording and he's in the studio, you can see he's over-enunciating everything.
Okay.
He goes out of his way, because I think he's one of these people who also likes to be able to understand what singers are singing in metal. So
amazing.
He goes out of his way to make that happen for his own band, which is pretty cool.
I finally saw them live last year at the Incarceration Festival.
You've never seen Lamb of God live?
No. I'm not a big Lamb of God fan, right?
Like, neither am I, but like, I've seen Lamb of God more often than any other metal band. And
really?
I've never set out to see them. I've never been like, oh, great, Lamb of God's in town. Let me buy a ticket. No. Always like, oh, Megadeth is in town, or Slayer's in town, or some other band, Gwar is in town. Look who's opening. It's Lamb of God.
Oh, man.
Right? Lamb of God was opening for like a solid 5 years in a row.
Yeah, I hate that you even mentioned Gwar, man, because they are playing in Pennsylvania. It's Mansfield, Massachusetts next month, and they are on tour with the Butcher Babies.
And
the Butcher Babies are my favorite band and have been for like the last 2 or 3 years. They are absolutely phenomenal. I've been to enough of their shows where they like recognize me, and it's really fun. Their music is a lot of fun. I mean,
people recognize you? You
yeah,
seem
no, right?
so just nondescript.
Just blend in wherever I go. But they make really awesome music. They got an album coming out this year, and they are currently on tour with Gwar. Well, one of my friends, one of my best friends, Gwar, happens to be his favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
And Butcher Babies are my favorite band. So we were like, wow, amazing. Let us go see this concert. Because he and I also go to a lot of concerts together. But no, instead of going to see Butcher Babies, I get to go to prison. Which will make this the first year since I began listening to them that I did not see Butcher Babies live. And I generally see them like 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
Right now they're in Europe doing their tour.
3 or 4 times
a
year? Uh-huh. They really are your favorite band.
Well, they also, I mean, their tickets are $25, right?
Wow, that's even more impressive.
Yeah, they're one of these, they're not a big name band. They are, right? Like a lot of people in the metal scene know who the Butcher Babies are, but... you're not paying like Tool and Metallica prices to see them.
Yeah.
And they usually come to New Hampshire. Or they came to Manchester last year, or Hampton is where they came. I don't remember. But they weren't supposed to.
I don't remember.
And it was like a last minute thing. They were like, "Hey, we're adding this show." I was like, "All right, I will also go to that show because it's an hour away from me, and the tickets are $20."
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I love about the Butcher Babies. Last time I saw them, it was in New York. It was in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
And they were on tour with Lacuna Coil, which...
That's a good bill.
It sort of, but I have a hard time having any respect for Christina Scappa.
Okay.
That's the singer for Lacuna Coil. And this is because she knows that she's the star. And she doesn't help. She doesn't use the spotlight to shine any attention on the rest of her band.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is not okay. like after the. Another thing I really hate about shows is the encore. Can we stop this nonsense? Stop playing
the fake encore.
Yeah. We know you're going to play another song. How bad? How out of control is your ego?
Yeah.
That you have to stop the concert and wait 3 or 4 minutes for everyone to cheer and tell you how wonderful you are before you come out and finish.
Yeah, that's something I got tired of a long time, even in the 90s, right? Even with, like, Megadeth and stuff like that, right? They do the same thing. I saw Judas Priest. They did the same thing. And it's like, okay, like, we know it's going to happen. You don't have to pretend, guys.
No, it's a formality at this point. It's just ego stroking. I can't think of any other reason why it would continue.
Yeah.
And Lacuna Coil obviously did this, and I actually thought they were done because they had been playing a really long time at that point. But the crowd started chanting, not Lacuna Coil, but Christina, Christina, Christina. And she didn't come out and be like, no, guys, cheer for Lacuna Coil or anything like that. She just came out and reveled, and I'm like, girl, you are one person, and there's like six people in your band,
right? Yeah.
One of the reasons I like Tool is because they sort of do the opposite of that, right? They intentionally shine the spotlight on everyone except the singer.
Yeah.
At one point, the last time I saw Tool in Connecticut, like $400 tickets, by the way.
I was going to say, I recently looked into, are you familiar with the comedian Bill Burr?
I don't think so.
Anyway, he's doing a tour, and so he's playing in Mass somewhere, and I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. I'll go look at tickets. $400. I'm like, I'm not paying $400 to see a stand-up comedian. I'm sorry. Just not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I did pay $400 to see Tool. I don't think I would do it again, simply because what was frustrating about that album was that, like, this is not a greatest hits tour, right?
Yeah.
But they had just released an album, and you would expect they would be touring on that album, and they would play every song from that album.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They played, like, three songs from it, and everything else was old material. Like, it was absolutely a greatest hits tour, which is fine.
Yeah.
But during the concert, what I was getting at was Maynard left at one point. Maynard is the singer. He just left the stage.
Mm.
And this is partly because Tool drones on and on. Their songs are obnoxiously long.
They do, yeah. They play epic, you know, half hour. No, not half hour, but, you know, 7 to 12 minute songs are normal for those guys.
Yeah, so he's got long periods where he can just, like, you know, go take a nap or whatever.
Yeah.
Tempest on their new album is the most obnoxious. It comes in at over 17 minutes.
Yeah, I can't do that. Like, one of the first albums I ever put together with one of my bands, we had been together, we wrote a bunch of songs, and we put them all. So we had a 17-song release that we put on the first album. I thought so at the time, but in hindsight, it's like, I understand now why some musical artists, they go into the studio, they write 20 songs, but then the album only has 10 songs on it because they listen to them for a while, they filter them out and choose which are going to be the best ones.
Well, we are here at Porkfest, and you can come hang out with us. We are at RV46. There's more to talk about, so stay tuned. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge as part of a plea deal with federal authorities. The agreement entails pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges related to unpaid taxes amounting to about $1 million from several years ago. The search for a missing sub used in Titanic exploration continues with no breakthroughs reported by the U.S. Coast Guard. Here's Captain Jamie Frederick.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the five crew members.
The sub is believed to have less than 36 hours of oxygen left. A recent poll by Monmouth University reveals that a majority of respondents, regardless of party affiliation, believe their fundamental rights and freedoms are at risk. The survey shows that 55% of participants express significant concern about their rights being threatened, including over half of Democrats, half of Independents, and nearly two-thirds of Republicans. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us here at RV 46 if you'd like to hang out. We're going to be here all week until June the 25th. In theory, you know, I've got an unknown call today that I didn't answer. I meant to answer, but I didn't get to it in time.
Did they leave a message?
They did leave a voicemail.
Okay.
But it turned out it was just nonsense, right? It was someone trying to reach me about my extended warranty. But, you know,
we're still trying to reach you.
I am expecting a call at some point this week from the U.S. Marshals.
Yeah.
Telling me what prison I will be doing my time in. And I wish there. That seems so, like, unofficial to me. It seems so.
It does, doesn't it?
So bizarre that yeah. their method of doing this would be to call me on the phone.
It's like, oh, we're just going to text you and just let you know.
I was like, you know, can they let you know instead? Because I don't want to talk to the U.S. Marshals. I said this to my attorney. And it's like, these are cops. And you're basically allowing me to talk to cops here. And I don't know about this. He's like, well, it's fine. They're not looking. They're not investigating. But they're cops. And I don't talk to cops. But I have to talk to cops because they're going to be holding me in prison.
And those are like super cops, too.
Yeah.
U.S. Marshal?
Yeah.
Like, that's no joke.
Yeah, they're...
That ain't your typical town cop.
Some serious bastards.
It was the U.S. Marshals that took me into custody on March the 16th of 2021.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not fun to deal with, right?
No, so, I can imagine.
I'm expecting that call, and, you know, it could be that I'm told I'm going to be serving my time in Texas or somewhere where I have the option of flying down there and starting my sentence in the correct prison, or checking myself in here and getting slowly bussed down there one day at a time. Look, man, if those are the options, I'm going to be buying a plane ticket to Texas or whatever.
Right, yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah. I would hate that, because that would almost feel like starting my sentence early. But the alternative is to ride in a U.S. Marshals bus, presumably, for 12 hours
a
day.
Nobody wants that.
No. Well, no one wants to be in their custody, right?
Well, no one wants to be in prison, I'm sure.
But that's coming up, right? For now,
Might not be true, because there are some people who
become institutionalized.
Well, they can't cope. Like, they can't handle themselves. And so these people find ways to reoffend, to get sent back to prison, to be taken care of.
I know people who have done that with jail, but I don't know anyone who's ever done it with prison.
Well, and I've heard of homeless people who, you know, if you don't have a place to stay, I'm sorry.
Three hots in a cot.
Yeah, New Hampshire. It's cold up here in the winter. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's better than freezing to death. And like you said, three hops in a cot. You get food, you get
You get medical care, you get entertainment, you know.
I mean,
technically, you get medical care. It's
more so than, like, I mean, if you're homeless and poor, right, you know.
Yeah.
I guess that would be better than nothing. Well, I mean, hospitals can't turn you away. So if you're homeless and poor, just, like, go to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Things are getting set up. And I'm not going to prison yet. So I'm here enjoying myself. And it's going
to be... The sound of sledgehammers hitting stakes permeates the airwaves around us.
That was an actual
jackhammer. The smell of U-Hauls is in the air.
That was an actual jackhammer, too. I ended up walking by this. Like, they were banging stakes into the ground. And
stakes.
I don't know why they needed a jackhammer to
work
achieve this.
Smarter, harder.
But
know?
No one else needed a jackhammer to get their things nailed down.
Although
right?
It is nice to know that if we run into something here this week that we need a jackhammer for, why...
Yeah.
There's one here.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So there's other stuff going on in Lancaster this week. Of course, the drag show that was going to be at the Lancaster Public Library was canceled. Mm-hmm. And I actually need to check my phone at some point to see if the second drag queen ever got back in touch with me. I'm assuming not. One of them finally got back in touch with me, like, last week at some point after several days. And she's like, no, I've already got something else scheduled for that day, so okay. But, so the drag show was canceled, and now we're just doing a little tranny story hour on June the 22nd at 3 o'clock p.m. here at the Free Talk Live site.
Nice.
That's going to be a lot of fun. But other stuff, like the police checkpoint. Happening in Lancaster this weekend.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't like that at all. But doesn't Lancaster have, like, one cop? I mean, it can't be more than two.
They might have two.
I don't know how many cops they
have. Tiny place that, like...
I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence.
Why is it the case that when you zoom in via Chrome while looking at Reddit, it makes the page smaller, but zooming out makes it larger? Very curious. But they can't have a lot of cops, right? It is a very small town. And... They tend to not bother free staters, right? Because we sort of keep this town afloat each year.
It's certainly a big cash cow for them. Yeah. All the hotels and restaurants and you know, the coffee shops and all that kind of stuff get frequented by everybody that comes through here for this festival.
Yeah, and nothing even remotely the size of this festival happens any other time of the year. It's just a small little town in the mountains of New Hampshire. So they don't want to upset the Porcupine Freedom Festival too much. However, the Lancaster Police Department was granted a Superior Court petition to conduct a sobriety checkpoint in 2023. And it doesn't say it here, but it is this week. Oh, yes, it does say it at the end of the next paragraph.
Show us your papers.
It's very curious, right? I'm not overly worried about libertarians, like, failing at this sobriety checkpoint because libertarians are generally good about not drinking and driving.
Yeah, but what I would be worried about is people that don't subscribe to the notion that you need a driver's license or, you know, all of those things. I think that would be a bigger issue for this crowd.
Well, that's a really good point. And it is a sobriety checkpoint, so maybe they're...
You still need to show your license,
that,
I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure you would still need to show, like, license and registration and all those things, but I'm not positive because I've never gone through one of these checkpoints before.
And whoever took the screenshot, speaking of people not being tech savvy, whoever took their screenshot of this, someone took a picture of the letter, the press release, And then someone else screenshotted that and began sharing it. And their volume bar is in the way of a lot of the text. So I can't, because, you know, God forbid they screenshot it a second time without the volume. Look, well, sometimes when I screenshot things, I grab the volume bar too. So I do it again.
Yep.
And don't get it. So you'll have to forgive me if I skip over part of it because I literally can't read it because some boomer screenshotted it. A review of records from each department along with a comprehensive review of the national statistics, maybe, through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. I feel safer already.
Yeah.
This is a government bureaucracy I haven't even heard of at this point. There's, you know, the Department of Transportation, the Department of whatever. There's countless. And this is yet a new one, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. How many of these governmental agencies are there over these stupid roads?
Bazillions. Like, I mean, I'm not even joking. There's so many. Like, you can't count them. And they all, like, at some point, they'll be like, well, we can't do this because we have to talk to this other organization that's kind of in charge of the same thing we are.
It has shown these statistics that the use of alcohol by individuals who operate motor vehicles has resulted in an alarming number of deaths and personal injury accidents.
You know, here, though, here in Lancaster, New Hampshire,
no.
At this, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there is a huge uptick of anything like that because of Pork Fest.
You know what would be fun to do is take what you're reading and replace everything with, like, you know, cops. Statistics have shown that having police is detrimental to your health because police will shoot your dog.
So I don't think, I mean, I believe they would suggest that it's a coincidence that this is happening at the same time as the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
But I don't know.
I wasn't born yesterday, and I don't believe it.
That is not a coincidence.
No. The numbers have been climbing over the last several years. Therefore, in an effort to maintain safe roads in the jurisdictions of Gorham, Northumberland, Lancaster, and Colebrook, the Lancaster Police Department will be conducting a sobriety checkpoints. Good job, guys. In the Lancaster area during the week of June the 18th, 2023. So there were a few years ago, there was a border patrol checkpoint somewhere here in New Hampshire.
Right, yeah.
And we libertarians went and trolled them. I hope we find out where these sobriety checkpoints are so that we can, in fact, go and troll them. Like, because they can't do anything about it if we just repeatedly keep driving through, right?
Sure.
Or you know, waving signs that say checkpoint ahead or any of these things that libertarians should be doing. But we have to find out when it's happening, and we have to be sober in order to go respond to it. And we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The chances of activists being sober past a certain point is very, very low.
Yeah. I hope they do it in the morning.
Yeah, I tend to think they would do it at like 6 at night, right?
Or that would make
some evening
sense.
Time when people are most likely to have had a few drinks.
We should put up a like a police checkpoint, you know, and just only harass the police.
Well, that's essentially
a checkpoint for the police.
Yeah,
that's essentially what the gate up there is, right? Like cops tend to.
That's true.
So that sucks. The purpose of the sobriety checkpoint is to detect, apprehend, and ultimately deter the impaired driver. Well, if they're not wrecking and dying, why can't they drive? I realize Sarah from New Mexico is just, her heart is breaking to hear me say that, but
I doubt she listens to the show.
We know she doesn't. Yeah. But if they can drink and drive, I don't encourage it. I think one should not do it, but if they're capable of doing it without wrecking, without harming anyone or their property, I don't see any reason they shouldn't be allowed to do that. As controversial as that statement is, there are degrees of sobriety and degrees of people being able to cope with their alcohol.
Yeah, of course. And if you're completely inebriated, don't get behind the wheel, and your friends should do their, you know, do their friendly duty to, you know, keep everybody safe and, you know, but
drinking and driving was why Christopher Cantwell was banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival a number of years ago. He remains banned since, That was the reason that was cited as why they banned him.
And the official reason.
He popped in like 2 years ago and took a picture with a sign that they hadn't taken down yet. And that made the Porcupine Freedom Festival people really unhappy because, you know, he's a white supremacist. But that means that Christopher Cantwell came all the way up here to troll for a few hours. Anyway, he was banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival for drinking and driving, and it appears to have been a lifetime ban, which might be a little excessive, in my opinion. However, when we were talking about all of these controversies with Dennis Pratt on the show a number of weeks ago, he admitted that he's more interested in allowing people who can draw a crowd to speak at the pavilion. And Christopher Cantwell, of course, would absolutely draw a crowd. So we were talking about different people being, you know, statists and whether or not we wanted them here. And Dennis pointed out that his primary motive was people who can draw a crowd. So, okay, Christopher Cantwell, he draws a crowd. If we can get him down here, would he be allowed to speak? And to his credit, Dennis said yes. So that I thought we had him in a gotcha, right? But
yeah,
no,
apparently
he,
not.
He yeah. stood by what he was saying. So kudos to him for that.
It seems anti or antithetical to a freedom festival to ban people.
Absolutely, it does.
It just I and I realize that there are people who, you know, might, oh, I don't know, get under people's skin more than others or do things that other people might not approve of or might not like. But that's the whole point of this. The whole point of this is for freedom-loving people to be able to get together and do whatever you want as long as you're not harming anyone mm-hmm. or taking their stuff.
Well, I understand the need to ban people, right? As someone who, if someone is threatening aggression or has been aggressive against someone, or there's reasonable belief that they will be aggressive, I understand banning people on that grounds. I would suggest that's probably the only justifiable grounds for banning someone from the festival.
Yeah.
Ian, of course, was banned for saying something controversial on Free Talk Live. But
ooh, what? An activist saying something controversial on his own freaking radio show? Wow.
I mean, we never say anything controversial on Free Talk Live.
We definitely
don't have a rainbow flag and a satanic flag over there.
Yeah, no.
Certainly not simultaneously.
Those are
figments of people's imaginations, right? We've certainly never been kicked off entire radio stations for some of our positions that being controversial. Mm-hmm. Never happened. And we don't have a trans person causing a lot of controversy just by being here.
Just existing.
Yeah. So, no, we shy away from controversy, but that set the precedent. And since then, we've seen countless people being banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Like, there's an actual list now of people banned from Porkfest.
It's just, it's crazy because it feels very hypocritical because, yes, this is a freedom festival. And like you mentioned, I agree with you. The only reason why someone should be banned is if they are threatening violence, already committed an act of violence, or are a legitimate potential threat in some way. Trolling or saying something that somebody doesn't like isn't grounds to ban someone, in my opinion.
This gives me a thing to think about, though, because if somebody is going to, run for an office, for example, mm-hmm. perhaps even that of the president, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't they vicariously threatening us?
It feels like it.
Right? So shouldn't they
not
be
necessarily.
Banned? Right? Shouldn't, like, RFK be banned?
I mean, considering this is a libertarian festival, you think you wouldn't have statists that are running for, you know, presidential office speaking, but...
Well, Dennis specifically said he doesn't want to have a libertarian purity test as a requirement for speaking at the pavilion, and I get that.
Yeah, I get that.
That opens up the possibility for every libertarian to accuse everyone else of not being libertarian enough to speak.
You have to take this quiz if you want to come to our festival.
And then you factor in the egos of people wanting to speak. They think they're bigger names than they are. Like the other night on the show Footloose, argued that the Porcupine Freedom Festival should be paying him to speak at the pavilion. I'm like, who are you? I know who you are, but you're not a speaker.
Right.
I mean,
you can give speeches, and I'm not saying you can't, but I'm confused why you think they should pay you to speak. They generally don't pay people to speak because they're libertarians. You don't have to get libertarians money in order to get them to talk. All you have to do is hand them a microphone.
Start talking to them, yeah.
Libertarians can talk endlessly about these sorts of things. Well, I mean, we literally do it, right? It's what we do here on the show.
Yep.
But there's now a number of people who have been banned, an actual list, and from what I can tell, this caused an issue Sunday night when someone who, with a Park Fest ticket, attempted to check into the campground and were told they were not allowed to because they don't have a mugshot collection of these people who are purportedly banned. Mikey, however, who allegedly has been banned, I don't agree. He was told that he was not welcome, and that's not banning someone. Right. If you want to ban them, say you're not allowed. But saying you're not welcome is not the same thing.
Right.
But to say they were going to reimburse his ticket, that feels like banning.
Well,
that feels like you are definitely not welcome and, you know, you got to go.
Or they're letting him in for free. Like, Free Talk Live has gotten in here for free repeatedly. Where
so maybe it was more like a compliment. Like, now, yo, we love you so much, you get a free ticket, free admission.
That was sort of my issue all of this, is that it's vague. And if you're going to ban someone, you should tell them specifically and explicitly that they are banned. Agreed. You are not welcome is not the same thing. Refunding their ticket, not necessarily the same thing. There should be no ambiguity about what or why when it comes to, like, banning people.
Yeah.
But the precedent was set with Ian, and back then the board, the Free State Project board, their highnesses, had to actually vote on whether or not to ban someone. That's no longer the case now. Now the organizer can just decide to ban someone because they troll too much, or he doesn't like their haircut, or he believes that they disrupted some meeting without any evidence whatsoever that they disrupted this meeting.
Yeah.
That is why Mikey was banned. Jew Mikey, the snack king here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival every year. He's been here every year that I've been
here. I
was going
to say, that guy's like a staple of the festival, right?
At one point, he was considering the possibility of trying to run the festival, and I don't think the Free State Project will ever give him the authority to do that. But he is interested, and he is very clear he loves Porkfest and cares about it.
Yeah.
And the suspicion was that he interrupted a Jitsi meeting that the Porcupine Freedom Festival was attempting to have because someone got into the meeting first, and the way Jitsi works is whoever is there first has control of the meeting, and they believed it was Mikey for whatever reason.
Okay.
They have no explanation of how Mikey got the link beforehand.
Yeah,
or
no evidence or that how he actually did it.
Yeah. And absolutely no evidence. It's just a hunch. And that's the justification for him being banned.
I also want to say, even if he did, that wouldn't be a cool thing to do. But I also don't think that would be grounds to ban someone for hacking a meeting. Yeah, it's not a cool thing to do. And, you know, like we said, there isn't any legitimate evidence. So I thought it was an innocent until proven guilty thing, but apparently, you know, if you have a sneaking suspicion that somebody did something you don't like.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on some, I guess it depends really, because if he did this at an in-person meeting, if he was that disruptive that they couldn't proceed as whoever this was behaved during the digital meeting, I could understand why disrupting an in-person meeting would be cause for banning from the festival.
Sure.
So I don't know if that should be treated differently because it was digital or not, but it's a scary precedent for the organizer to just be able to say, I don't want them here. They're banned. Because, as Dennis pointed out when he was on the show, there are people saying that Bonnie should be banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival for trolling Maj and saying that there are going to be drag queens here.
And I said that, you know, maybe we should ban Maj for literally threatening violence against people and saying he's going to roll up on anyone doing a drag queen story hour.
There does seem to be a bit of a double standard going on there, right?
Like, it does.
The guy who actually threatened violence is still
getting special treatment.
Yeah, but the this other guy who's a notorious troll yet a staple of the festival gets the shaft.
Yeah, it's unpleasant. Christopher Cantwell, of course, did used to be a libertarian, and he did come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for a number of years. He actually did DMT here, among other things, right? It's like it's a libertarian festival.
Yeah,
there's all sorts of things going on, but he did DMT, and Christopher Cantwell, while on DMT here, had a bad trip.
Oh.
And it's almost, like, it's hard to have a bad trip on DMT, right? It doesn't last very long, and you don't usually, obviously it's possible because he had one, but I think it says a lot about a person.
I was about to say, that's kind of a red flag, in my opinion, but I'm not all-knowing, so, but just my hunch.
I've never done it, and I don't think I ever will, so I have no experience with that particular form of intoxication.
It's it's good. It's enjoyable. It's pleasant.
So I guess just briefly to explain, you know, the experience, it typically lasts 10 minutes, but in your head it almost feels like, you know, a lot longer than that. Some people say it feels like...
And it depends on how far you go.
Yeah, so some people say it feels like hours, anywhere from hours to years. And you kind of meet the fabrics of space and time and all of reality, and it's a very ego-death feeling.
Hmm.
Well, psychedelics in general are really good for that, and that's one of the reasons I've always been a huge advocate of using shrooms and LSD, especially shrooms.
Yeah.
MDMA to deal with, like, anxiety and trauma and PTSD, that sort of thing. MDMA is great for that, but depression, anxiety, ego, you want shrooms for that. So, shrooms have also been used recently. Captain has a story about it. I was getting into this because...
Well, you brought up MDMA, and the story that I have is about MDMA.
Right, that's intentional. I was working on it, but I was coming back to why...
Can I just screw up your segue?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, come on, Captain.
Nice.
But Christopher Cantwell...
My job here is done. I can go now.
Oh, no, you still got to read the article.
Oh, crap.
Christopher Cantwell did not cease to be a Nazi. He did not have the spiritual awakening that one can have through the use of psychedelics and introspection.
Yeah.
It's key to note that there has to be introspection there. You're not going to do a bunch of LSD and then become one with the universe. No, and if you're someone like Christopher Cantwell, you're going to have a lot of baggage that you have to deal with. And there might be a lot of bad trips along the way. But it's more important in that scenario to keep doing it, to push through, to fight through, and arrive on the other side.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, that didn't happen with Christopher Cantwell. He ended up going full Nazi, getting fired from Free Talk Live, getting banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I think the only thing left for his career is for him to transition and become Christina Cantwell. I don't think there's anything else he could do that would salvage his career. It's purported that he did this, he was maybe always to some degree racist, but he went full Nazi in order to make more money, more listeners.
And you can fix that, right? Like some people, I've met people that were racist and they were able to change their mind and grow and stop being a bigot, essentially.
Yeah.
So it is possible to stop being a bad person.
But I can't imagine that train of thought. I'm a little low on funds. How can I increase my income? I know. I'll be a Nazi.
Well, Cantwell, like many people, like many libertarians, wants to be paid to talk, right? And there's no money to be made in libertarian podcasting. But more about Nazis and shrooms and becoming a better person. We are here until the 25th. It is Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.